This is the 11th of May, 1995, and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to go out to Bolton to interview Doris Braithwaite, Vera Entwistle, and Kath Brown about their recollections of going to the cinema in the 1930s.
There's one fella on it from Lee and another one from Swinton. They don't know any of the Bolton back streets. They passed my house twice before they came for me.
Absolutely hopeless.
I love it.
No, it's just to remind me, because you know, some of the things that you said that in your letters that I was wanting to ask you a bit about. The one thing was, before we actually got started talking about films, I just wanted to check a couple of things, to ask everyone a couple of questions, just really to get a bit more of an idea about everyone's backgrounds, if that's okay.
Yeah. Well,
nothing too grueling, you know, just general things. So maybe I could start with yourself. Was it Bolton you were born in?
No, I was born in Stockport.
Right, okay. And how long were you in Stockport then?
Oh gosh, how long have I been here?
Right.
10 years I've been here.
Right.
I spent 5 in Gloucester.
Right. And can I ask what it was your father did? What your father worked at?
Yes, he was an engineer.
Right. And did your mother work?
No.
Do you have sisters and brothers?
I had a brother.
Right.
Younger, 2.5 years younger.
Okay. And can I ask how old you were when you left school?
14.
That's great. Do you have any strong political beliefs, sir?
No whatsoever.
Right. And can I ask as well what religion you were raised in?
Church of England.
That's great. And the other thing is, what year were you married in?
1947.
That's great. And what sort of work did your husband do?
He was a tax collector.
Oh. Well, better be nice to you. And do you have a family yourself?
I have a son.
That's great. Well, see, that was just to fill in a bit of background. And I'll just ask you the same questions. Was it Bolton you were born in?
Yes.
That's great. I hope I'm the wrong one, actually. Right. And can I ask what your father did?
He was a miner. Right.
What?
A miner.
Miner?
Yeah. What did it sound like?
Pyman.
That was my cousin, Gary.
And did your mother work?
Oh, no, but she took washing in.
Right.
Which was work then?
Of course, yeah. It's work being a housewife as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And can I ask, did you have sisters and brothers?
Yes. Yeah. One brother.
Yeah.
Three sisters.
That's great. And how old were you when you left school?
14.
That's great. Do you have any strong political views? Or?
No, I think they're all about the same.
Right.
Don't really matter who
you are.
That's true.
That's how strong.
And for me, you're really far.
Yeah. And what religion were you raised in?
Church of England.
That's great. And has it always been Bolton that you've lived in?
Yeah.
And can I ask what year you were married in?
1949.
What sort of work your husband?
Well, he started off as an engineer, but he ended up as a lecturer.
Right. And do you have children yourself?
Yeah, I've had 2 boys. I've lost one.
Ah, I see. Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I've got over it now.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but
yeah.
I wouldn't wish him back.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So can I ask you the same questions?
Yes.
Was it Bolton you were born in?
I was born in Bolton, yes.
Right. And have you always lived here?
Well, apart from water service, yes.
I remember you were telling me about that. So, and what was it your father did?
Well, he was a regular soldier for 21 years, but by the time I arrived on the scene, he'd retired from soldiering.
Yeah.
He was a storeman, warehouse.
That's great. And did your mother work?
She didn't go out to work.
I don't think many of them did then, did they?
No.
Really?
No.
You know.
Well, I mean, what point
you know, something to do at home, didn't they?
Yes. This period, that she was rather surprised to find out that a lot of Lancashire people, women, worked. But there were people that had been in the mill and continued. For the most part, you see.
Yeah.
So, but she didn't. She didn't go out to work. After she was widowed, she still didn't go out to work. So.
And did you have sisters and brothers then yourself?
I had one brother 10 years older than myself.
Right. And how old were you when you left school?
16.
16. That's great. And do you have any strong political views or ever been in a political party?
I have never belonged to a particular political party. I think you can say I'm one of these floating voters.
Right.
I have on occasion voted for all three parties.
Whoever was the best man, or so you thought at the time.
At the time, yeah.
And what religion?
If you want to, I should think I'm left of centre.
Oh, she's left of centre.
Okay. And what religion were you brought up in?
I wasn't brought up in that. Oh, free will, so to say.
Right.
Mother went to Church of England, congregational, so, and I went with her for the most part. So I should think you'd say congregational.
Congregational Methodist.
That's great. And have you been married?
No.
That's great. So that was just a...
You had more sense.
Yeah. As I say, that was just to get a bit...
No, I can't say that. I can.
The other thing that I was going to ask before we get into our discussion is, because I'm taping this and the tapes are going to be kept in Glasgow University,
keep your mouth shut.
It is possible that at some time in the future, researchers, scholars might listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, would you have any objection to
that?
No.
I've done some myself.
Not at all.
Right. Well, in that case, could I ask you to sign a form
just to say that?
It's just to keep everything straight and stop you from suing us next week.
But I know a man who will.
So I'll give you one of these each.
Thank you.
And if you could just sign it on that top line there.
I'll put it back down again.
Is it there? The helper?
If you want to read through it first, that's fine.
Oh, I presume it's the usual thing.
Signing away your worldly goods. No, it's not. Just kidding. No, it's just, as I say, to see that you don't mind other people consulting it.
It's the 11th, isn't it? Do you want the date on as well?
You want the date?
Yeah, that'd be great. And then I'll sign it as well, just to keep it straight. That's great.
Thank you.
Business.
Okay.
I mean, the first thing I really wanted to ask everyone was, what were the cinemas that you went to? Your earliest memories of going to the cinema. What were the cinemas in Bolton in the early 30s?
Well, there was about 20 cinemas in Bolton. There's a little poem in here that will illustrate how many. As a present to you from us.
Thanks very much. Thanks a lot.
And it's one of our male...
Stan.
Yes.
Yes.
Contributors. Yeah. And it names every one of them. It names 20. Now, I've always thought there was 22.
There was more.
No, he's looking at me because I wasn't involved.
We'll come back to you in a minute.
But there were the sort of the town centre ones.
Yeah.
And there were two built in the same year, which I think was 1935, the Odeon.
That's right.
And the Lido. Those are old names. None of them, neither of those exist.
No, I think one of them goes under the Canon. Is it Canon now? Canon.
The Lido, what was the Canon is the Lido. And the Odeon was, of course, the Odeon How many was there then?
It's about 22 or 3.
The better cigars.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of, you call the bug houses, awfully.
Yeah. Three bits.
And then there were some quite nice ones that were built, I think, in the 30s, that were in the suburbs, such as the Crompton and the one on Dean Road.
The Embassy?
Yeah. Oh, no, that wasn't too easy.
Wasn't bad, the Embassy.
Well, I went to see something there. And
to go a bit
came out as a lodger.
Right. No. Well, I think I did in most places actually. Queens was a witch to that. Because I remember showing something.
No, that was bad, the Queens.
Yes, but I this was, the it was bad. Either cats or rats at the Embassy.
Oh, good grief.
It was near the old fish market, you see, so that.
Well, it would be rats trapped. Then. Yes. Would be rats. Yeah. I never saw any. No, I remember going to see. I remember going to see King Kong at the Capitol, and I didn't realise till years later they demonstrated on the television how it was made, and King Kong was about that size.
To us, you see, the pictures were real. You literally got lost in the story, and it was happening.
And all the way to the bus station. Ran all the way to the bus station.
I don't think it had that effect on me. No, I don't think so.
Oh, it did me. The first one, I mean, with the Fay Wray.
Yes, I know that one, you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
but
I remember.
You see, I had another that I remember going to a pantomime years ago, and Norman Rushton, who was mentioned in that book,
that's right.
He was 2 or 3 years younger than me. And I must have been a toddler, I think. And we took us to see Red Riding Hood, and the wolf. Well, this little lad, he was in tears, howling. His mother had to take him out. Of course, I wanted to know why he was howling. And I said, it was only pretend, you see. Well, I took my mother's word for it, and it didn't bother me. It's only pretend, you see.
Yeah.
But poor Norman, I'm being reassured.
It was real. Nobody told him.
It's interesting what you're saying though, that for some children it was like
it really happened.
And oh, I think it mostly did.
It did because you got so sort of
you can have that
wrapped up in it.
Exactly. What?
But I remember going and seeing a werewolf one, and I went sleeping with my friend.
Oh,
and
yes,
she had a dog.
That'll tell you,
And that was howling in the night, and I was dreaming about this werewolf. I was terrified.
I got to see
Bing Crosby though. And they'd put another, they used to sometimes have two films on. They'd have a short,
We
got to see Bing, and of course on came the wheel, and I hate it. I couldn't do with horror stories at all.
Oh, I used to like being frightened, because it was like a stimulant, really, it made you aware of things,
What did you make of the sort of Bella Lugosi's and the...
Oh, I like them.
You like them?
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, well, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I deliberately didn't go, but my girlfriend, she did like thrillers.
Yeah.
And I could never understand it because she was frightened of statues. I mean, my mother was frightened of statues for some reason or other. The only thing my mother was frightened of was thunder. And she said, if you put that down to the Zeppelin warnings in the... 1914-18, and when when she was in Chatham, when the naval dockyard was blown up, I think it brought back memories of that,
I once remember seeing a film with Spencer Tracy. I think it was called Northwest Passage, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
I don't know who the other stars were, but there was one chap in it, and he was carrying this bag, and everybody was sort of keeping away from him, and it was a while before you realised what was in. Then he brought out what was in the bag, and it was a skull out under the chair. I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten the film, except that it was another thing, not all that long ago on the television. I didn't watch it.
Could we ask you? I'm going to ask, but this is the sort of thing that I think you need to be asked. Who provided you with your choice? I mean, you say you don't like it, but you must admit. I mean, I didn't go because I took that decision. I didn't want to go and see it deliberately. perhaps I'm like the ostrich daughter. But you must have had a choice.
No, because at that time I was very, me and my friend from school days, I had a friend from school days, and yeah. we were very close, we did yes. everything together.
Yes. Well,
you know, we'd
that,
tap yeah. danced and yes. sung and goodness knows yeah. what in the cellar and all that. And then her mother decided that it was time she had a boyfriend. And there used to be a boy lived across the way. And May's mother was
the,
a hairdresser.
Mother, the
yes.
yes, sir.
She was a hairdresser, and the boy's mother used to come across to have her hair done. And I think between them, they hatched up this plot to
yes.
get May and the boy
together.
Together, you see. Well, I used to go there every Saturday, or she'd come to my house. We'd go to the pictures of dancing and stay the night, you know, so that we wouldn't have to wander on alone. And of course, she fixed this up with Stan. He came across this Saturday night to ask me to go out to the pictures. And she said, yes, you'd go, but I'd have to go too. Just like to have you, Colin, and the mother came too. And she would insist I went as well. Well, of course, he must have chosen the film. And this was the film. And I was under the seat.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
see, so that...
Well, that's how very well.
And yeah. she led me into another one too. I saw the picture of Dorian Gray, which I didn't like.
No, neither did I.
I enjoyed that.
It was macabre.
I went to for literary reasons to that.
Oh, God,
I didn't like it.
It's as you say. It's interesting. You know how people choose what pictures to go to.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you choose, apart from if you were forced to go to, did you go to more or less anything, or did
no,
you?
No.
Oh, no,
no.
Because they used to have books like the Picture Gore and telling you what sort of films were coming. And sometimes some of the films were on, well, they used to, some of the pictures had a fresh film twice a week.
Yeah.
You know, you got Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Change.
But it would tell you what was on and you'd think, oh, I fancied that. Or what have you, you know.
So reading the, as you say, things like the Picture Gore, you get an idea of the...
Yeah, yeah,
what
of what was coming, you know.
Yeah.
It used to say forthcoming attractions. And
you'd have your favourites as you got
yeah.
older.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You
I
know.
Mean, if Betty Davis was on,
yeah.
we had to go to that I'd always wanted to go to the Betty Davis. And I went under protest, but looking back, now I see some of the ones that, you know, I think she was.
She was a good
actress.
She was a good actress, though.
She
was really
a
good actress.
My favourite, from the point of view of an actor, male actor, was Spencer Tracy.
Oh, yes, yes.
That was another one. But I remember having a hell of a row with a male friend over James Stewart. he said he didn't. Hey, he was, oh, I don't, he was soft, you know. He's not in the other. Oh, no,
oh.
He was bad. Well, it caused a great
a rift. It caused a rift.
So he went off the list, did he?
Oh, no, he still kept on because he was a family friend, actually, as well.
Was it James Stewart that was in that film, that cowboy film where he does whittling with wood and things? Was that James Stewart? I always get James Stewart mixed
he's
up.
He's very
with
tall and lanky. James Stewart,
yes,
very tall and lanky.
Yeah.
Yes,
he draws.
Yes, he draws.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Oh, I just don't remember what this film is I'm thinking of.
Oh, she's got one.
I've got one.
She's got one.
You know, it's like a sort of, it's a western, but in a way it's a take-off of westerns. He comes to the town as a sheriff and he's got all these habits that aren't very sort of manly. Like he makes... He does carving with wood.
You're not Gary Cooper.
No.
And he has to sort of clean up the town, but he's not, and he doesn't drink, and he's he's very, the town think he's a bit soft,
yeah.
but of course he isn't really.
I know what you mean.
And it's a 30s film as well.
A 30s film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, so I hate that when you can't think of it.
No, you can't think of it. Well, I did used to go to see 30 westerns.
Yes.
Well, you nearly always got a western,
didn't
you?
But I must say, can I just broach off from the 30s and say something about the 40s? Because when I during war service, I met up with some Yanks, you see, Well, all my only experience of Yanks were in the picture, you know, sort of, like Gary Cooper, you know, and all that. The ones that I saw was like that woman that was on the Mystery Voice on the radio. They were all smaller, well, not smaller than me, but I mean, smaller in height and dark, very dark, you know. I'm talked out of the corner of the mouth, and they didn't look particularly clean, because my idea of the handsome man was somebody that was fair, with a fresh complexion, totally English or Swedish, and all that we started
small
with
doubt,
were American Merchant Navy people, and I think they came from, places,
Were they in films?
No, they weren't in films. I actually came over, you see. And I was really disillusioned.
Films?
I was disillusioned. Well, I think we're talking about the effect of what we saw on films on us.
Yeah. It's interesting. So your whole idea of an American was
cheap. You see, I met the other kind. They were fair.
Yes, well.
You know, and tall, and... very Yankee, of course, and chewing gum, but there were some very nice ones. You know, they treated you as though you were a princess. They really knew how to treat a girl. Well, most of them did, anyway. The ones I knew.
Well, I remember going on holiday at 18. And you know, you're at 18. Go to the window. Hiya, babe. Hiya, babe. Come in this compartment immediately. And while I was on holiday, I got mumps. And she said, "That's through looking out of the window at the damn Yanks." So I never actually got to talk to mum.
Well, there were a lot of Canadians in Surrey. In fact, he had a job to go out with a British fella, because they were all Canadians, and they were nice.
Well, going back to my friend, this friend of mine, she had one billet. They had one billeted on them.
Yeah.
And I used to treat their house as though it was my own, you know. I used to walk in, and I saw the front door open, bang, knock, knock, you know. "Hello, anybody there? May, where are you?" And of course this Yank comes. He looked at me and I looked at him, you know, "What are you doing here?" sort of thing. And he'd been billeted with them. And through that, because she was going out with a boy, not the same boy, another one. She was going out, I think she was engaged actually. So to make a foursome, I was with the Yank, you see, he was very, very nice. And we used to just go to the pictures and baths and dancing, you know.
I was interested, I mean, how often did you actually go to the pictures in the 70s? Twice a week?
Well, three times for me was Saturday afternoon.
Yes, well, I used to go Wednesday.
Tuesdays and Thursdays,
because
and Saturday
we had
afternoon.
On Wednesday and Fridays, because
we went Fridays.
Sometimes, still had to shorthand lessons.
Oh, I had my Saturday morning.
I remember as well that you were mentioning going to the pictures with the school. Was that right?
Yes, that's quite regular.
Yeah. It was an educational project.
Yes, the first one, as I say, we went to that I can remember was Romeo and Juliet with Norma Shearer and Leslie Howard.
Oh, you were lucky.
I'm telling a lie. It was 90 degrees south, and that was the one about Scott of the Antarctic. And it was a damn documentary, really. Mm.
I mean, they took you to films, really, that children weren't interested in.
I've written a bit about this Norma Shearer do, and one girl... she came, and that was in the days before we had paper handkerchiefs, and she borrowed a handkerchief off of seven people, and she had to bring these seven nicely laundered handkerchiefs back. And she was the only one that, she
cried.
Obviously been affected very emotionally. It was definitely, but you see, Edna and I, we had that, Frederick March, Shirley Temple, and it was the story with the chap with no hands. Till We Meet Again is Edison. It was a well-known. But it's the 40s. Yeah, after the war.
We're in the 30s now, yes, Cal. Get yes. back into the 30s, please.
Yes, right. Sorry, yes, I'm going.
Yes, you're wandering.
Wandering.
But it's interesting because, I mean, it's nice to know how your tastes developed and things as well, because that's, you know, I'm interested in the films that you've liked since the 30s, but mainly, obviously, about the 30s, but it is interesting to hear about these other movies too. But
so, carry on.
I mean, I was very, just before you came in, I was having a look at some of these photos of people like Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald. I mean, I wonder if I could just have a wee peek at these again, because I just had a wee quick glance at them. Are these favourites of everyone, Nelson Eddy and...
Well...
A majority of people.
A majority,
were great.
Yes,
you know, there was a great following.
Alice Faye.
Oh, Alice Faye, yes, sorry. I mean,
she read a lot
lovely.
Of musical.
Yeah. Did you have any favourites? Favourite Alice Faye films?
Well, I mentioned to Doris last week, actually, when we met, there was somebody who came on the television in Colombo, John Payne.
That's right.
And he's read those rather
quite
well.
Quite a few, yeah. He was in quite a few of them. In fact, I've got her and John Payne in Weekend in Havana.
Was the stage door canteen?
There was a few stage door canteen.
I mean, because these are, as I was saying, I think they're lovely sort of personal photos as well, because they're all signed to Doris Happiness Always, and they're really quite personal messages.
Yes,
they're lovely.
They're not really, I shouldn't think they're typical. They're not typical.
They're not the sort of glamour shots. Well,
and when she wrote, she used to say, I've heard from May, you know, like,
that was
her friend. She was very like her, actually.
Yeah.
And then she'd say, I've sent a photograph for Eric, you know, that was a chap that I used to write to.
Yeah. It's nice to have that sort of personal attention, isn't it? I mean, having these photos right from our early movies right up to this. Quite recent one as well.
Shall I confess something? The only one that I've got a photograph of that I sent up for isn't films. It was radio. And it was Arthur Askey, Bandwagon, in about 1938. And the next one was in the 40s, at the end of the 40s, when Orestes Kirkup, he was a Maltese and he sang with the Carosa Opera Company, and eventually he went out to Hollywood and he made one film,
Vagabond King.
But he never got
any further.
A lovely voice.
He had a lovely voice. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you see, that's another.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it.
Did you listen to the radio a lot then when you were growing up?
Oh yes.
Television. We listened to all the big bands.
And we had a gramophone as well.
Do you know who was on the other day? George Elric.
Yes, I have.
Did you see him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So did you listen to the songs from the pictures as well then?
Everybody sang and whistled
and you hear nothing now.
Yeah.
They passed a remark about the VE celebrations about, they're all singing and they all know the words, and I thought, we didn't know the words.
Of course we knew the words. Got to have got to watching on the Siegfried line.
I mean, these are just great, though. I mean, Cesar Romero
Tall, dark and handsome.
Yes.
But he was more in big pictures, wasn't he, really?
Yes.
Yes, he wasn't in he was in a few
that
was
there. I suppose you do know the difference between A and B pictures, yes, you will do if you obtain it. It should do if you're taking it. But I mean, you have somebody like...
He could have played more leading roles, really, because he was handsome.
Oh, he was. Mm.
And but he was played a secondary role, like with Carmen Miranda in the musical ones. He always sort of ended up with her.
Mm. Right. Yeah. It's a nice one of them with his wee dog, anyway.
Yeah.
Cute. And Orson Welles here as well.
Oh, wouldn't have him for his look, surely.
I thought he was Mr. Rochester.
Was it Jane Eyre?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought he was wonderful in that.
There's never anybody that could do it.
I think his personality.
His personality was very good.
Yes.
You're reading.
Yeah. Were you a keen reader as a child as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, reading. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. I read Jane Eyre when I was about 8, I think, and I was terrified of the mad woman.
Yes, well, I can remember hearing that on the radio too. And Gladys Young, who was an actress at the beginning of the war, well, she was, you know, she used to play these really melodramas. Mother Love, she used to go before the 1914 war, I'm going further back, and she used to see Matheson Lang. He was a well-known stage actor, and she used to go and see him. You see, that's where I think.
Where you've got the theatre from?
Oh, yes.
Well,
it was
course,
the same with my mother.
On the stage, he ran away.
Yeah,
he ran away to join the. Only at holidays. And mother never left. She never went.
Oh, my mother took me. We went every Friday night. It was a regular thing.
I used to go with my sister.
But I don't remember going with friends. So I didn't go on a Saturday afternoon much. I preferred the. I didn't like having to wait the following week.
Right. Well, that's what I meant to ask as well. What were the cinemas that you were going to where you were growing up?
Well, I suppose they were more or less all the same in each town. You had the grubby ones and the flea pits.
Did you have an
audience? We had a Palladium. We had the Ritz. That was built later. We had the cinema, the Prince's, the Wellington, the Don, the Alexander. The to the different areas. I used to follow them from town.
Yeah.
Right to it, wherever it was, I would follow them, you know. Till we sort of got to Offerton, where I lived, was just a little cinema, the Curzon. Mm-hmm. And then towards Hazel Grove was another one, I forget what that was called. Then they built the Davenport. And actually, the Ritz was the first, and that really was a super cinema. And Gone with the Wind, that's how Gone with the Wind there, was big, airy, you know, so much different to the little, small ones where you'd get them breaking down half the time and everybody was stamping.
Or you'd get behind a pole, you know.
And then they built the Davenport, which is still going today, and it's a cinema, it's a stage.
That one, they used to, what was it, you sat behind the screen, it went into the Nevada later on.
The Regal.
Yeah. That was, it went skating, it went to a skating.
Yeah, and then it got burned down.
Yeah.
And you used to go through that, it was like a curtain that you went through, and if you let the light in, you close those curtains. Because you let the light in, you see, and you couldn't see the screen. The screen would go.
And I was saying, then the Davenport is still going to this day, and they have all different stars, you know, going doing stage shows. And the Christmas is pantomime. We had two out of Neighbours come all the way, you know, to do a pantomime. And, but it is a lovely cinema, and twice a year they give a show, the Amateur Dramatic Society, you know, put a show on each year. And my son used to be in the operatic.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there were certain ones, like the
And then they had the organ.
We had the organ come up.
The organ used to come up.
And then we'd all sing, and on the screen would come the words.
Right.
That was like in the interval.
Oh, it was lovely. I used to love that.
Did they ever have any of these sort of go-as-you-please or competitions for singing or anything in the cinemas?
Not till the late, when television was coming in.
Right.
They sort of...
Though, I mean, Laurel and Hardy,
they
had come
into
roles.
Yes,
but you see, the day gone, if you know what I mean, that was in the sculpted, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came and did a pantomime, didn't they?
It's because Harry Seacombe came to the Grand and it booted him out.
Oh, the Grand was always the live theatre.
Great.
And then there was a Theatre Royal, which was pictures, and it went on to comedy.
I saw the ballets there.
The ballets,
Theatre Royal.
Yes. Oh, yes.
All the ballets.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
That was during the war, though.
And then there was the Hippodrome.
The Hippodrome, yes. That was plays.
Plays, yeah.
You see, you were lucky there, because we had to go to Manchester to see any of the shows.
Yeah.
Opera or ballet. Yeah.
Well, I used to say that I knew London better than I knew Manchester until I started working after the war. There, sort of on the outskirts.
Well, I've never been to London, so I wouldn't know.
You haven't? No. Well, you see, it's one of those things I was there. Pretty frequently.
It's interesting, though, because, I mean, when you were going to the cinema, was it mainly locally, or...
Yes, it was really. We would go to Manchester, but it had to be sort of something special because of getting a bus back. The film was on till say 10:30. The last bus was 10:30, so I frequently missed the end.
Oh dear!
Well, we were lucky there, really, weren't we? To have so many picture places in within the town. You know, I mean, short bus ride, and the choice of about half a dozen.
Yeah,
you could walk home anyway.
And you could walk it home, you know. It wasn't that you had to come
you
from
never
there to there.
About walking, did you?
No, no. It used to take about 20 minutes from town, that's all.
Because, I mean, I was wondering, you know, when you say that you sometimes went into Manchester, was that to the sort of big cinemas, like the...
Yeah. But they were few and far between. Mostly we went to the shows.
Right.
It was the shows that drew,
that's
you know.
It.
Because they were wonderful shows.
I think we had everything though in Bolton, really, didn't we? Because we had the Theatre Royal and the Hippodrome, and plus all the picture houses beside.
The,
you know, the cinemas beside.
I was going to say about the Theatre Royal, but I didn't say that later on we got all the European ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I belong to the Film Society, but I didn't belong to that in the '30s.
No.
I don't think it, I don't, I'm not sure when it started actually, but it was definitely going after the war, because I went for like 15 years, saw the Czechs and Sophia Loren's early pictures.
Get me back to the 30s, please.
I mean, I'm just going through this album, there's a lovely one here.
Jeanette McDonald
and Nelson Eddy. Well, you know our favourites.
yes, as I say, I enjoyed them, and I think I went to most of the films, but I'm not an addict.
Right.
They really disappeared to be self, you know.
They were romantic, pure romance, and, you know, beauty, really.
You were actually
well,
with them,
you know.
Yes. Oh, I've gone for 2 hours. You'd go.
Yes.
None
and
of
the
this sort of
in fact, I mentioned
sex
it.
And, you know,
to
I mean,
Doris,
it was just romance.
When the Ginger... Rogers died, and of course they showed one or two of her films with Fred Astaire, and I said, well, when I was, you know, in the 30s, I used to imagine I could get up and dance with him, you know, and I said, blow me, watching them again, I still thought I could get up and dance, and I certainly couldn't get up and dance.
But it made you feel like
that,
you know, just get up and
Oh,
that's hard work, you know, but
let's
into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, as you say, you were totally
involved with it, you know, for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it.
Did you see any of those Warner Brother pictures?
I mean, he sang to me.
You know,
I was sat there and he was singing to me,
not
you.
You see, these aren't social content. Now, the question is, did you see any? Paul Muniz.
Paul Muniz and
Louis Pasteur.
Yes.
Oh,
that was
you've
gone
off what she was talking about.
No, I think both these subjects are interesting. We'll come back to that in a sec. But you know, you're saying that when you saw these, it was like he was singing to you.
To you, just you personally.
Yeah.
You were gone.
Yeah, it didn't get me.
Oh, my sister used to be.
No, I mean, I was gone, as you put
I'm
it.
Sure. She'd be nodding when he was speaking.
Oh, yeah.
She would be nodding as though, like, oh, yeah.
But I liked Bing Crosby, but I don't think I wasn't ever, you know, that girl. I think I must have been much, you know, hard-headed.
She hadn't
Well, I don't know. You see, when I saw the first film, it was his voice. I didn't even see him. It was just his voice. And I was 13. And it just did something. It still does to this day. It's something in his voice that's, you know... I don't know. I suppose he's all into it.
Because that's something he still seems to be showing me as well from these films like Maytime and just Rosemary and...
Well, she's taped quite a lot of them. And every time I see Maytime... And you've seen it so many times.
I think I like Naughty Marietta the best.
But, oh, Maytime.
Maytime.
It was
sheer beauty.
I've never seen Maytime
actually. Oh, you must come. Next time
you'll have to
come. Put it on.
Come to the
I've got every film.
Come to the
storyline. Don't spoil the ending for me then.
Well, she's an opera singer, and this chap, who's John Barrymore, is her teacher, and he's given all his pupils up just to, you know, see that she gets to the top. And she eventually gets to sing with the, what would you call him, Louis of... Napoleon wanted to... Not Napoleon, the song. Napoleon Joseph or something like that. What was his name? It wasn't Napoleon and Josephine, it was the other one. Louis Napoleon. And she gets to sing with him, and that's the highlight, you know. And he asks her to marry him. And she's so excited. She accepts. She doesn't love him, and he knows that. But she's so grateful that he's got her to where she wanted. And she's so excited, she can't sleep, so she decides she'll get a carriage to take her just riding around the park. And the horse breaks loose, and she's left while the fella goes running after the horse. And from little Kathy, you can hear this voice singing. There's like a party going on. Of course, it's Hennessy singing. And he sings the fat prima donna, doesn't he? And of course, she's the prima donna. She goes in, listening. And he gets carried to where she sat, starts a conversation. And then there's a raid by the police, and he runs off. Oh, he makes a promise that she'll have lunch with him the following day. And he shows where he lives and said, "You must come." So she turns up, and then he goes to see her in the opera. Of course, he's fallen in love with her by this time. And then he asks her to go to this May Day fair. And it was a lovely scene now. You know, it's all the typical old-fashioned May Day fair. And, of course, they finish up by singing "Will You Remember?" And then he finds out that she's going to marry the other fella. So I won't tell you anymore.
Oh, really? I'll have to see it now.
Oh, you'll have to see that. It really is a nice
But it's all the blossom. Yeah. You know, the
May blossom. And the, yeah, beautiful.
But, well, that little one, it shows you.
Yeah.
I think it's in there. I popped it in. That's it.
Ah, right. Oh, that's lovely.
So I've got a big one of that in my lounge.
Oh, it's a beauty, it really is. A beautiful dress as well.
Yeah. Oh, she had some gorgeous dresses. She really did.
Right. I see what you mean about the blossom and everything.
Yeah.
It was
beautiful,
great.
Yeah.
Should have been in colour, and then they changed it.
Ah, right.
Irvin Thalberg should have directed it. And he was doing it in colour. And then he died. And of course it came to a standstill. And Louis B. Mayer decided it was costing too much in colour. So it was all the script and that was all rewritten. And the story was altered. But it was a nicer story than the original one. Because the original one was by... who wrote the music? Romberg.
Right.
Mm. It was a different, you know, they'd altered it. All they kept in was the May Day scene. And I think, "Will You Remember?" Yeah.
And then
was that Victor Herbert?
No, that was Victor Herbert was now to Marietta.
Fremel.
Because you were saying that.
No, Fremel was Rosemary.
Right. Oh. You were saying that you preferred Naughty Marietta.
Yes, I think I did. But that was the first one I saw.
Yeah, it was that.
Well, I mean, I know it's heresy but I have expressed that before. Mm. But I thought Nelson that he was a bit of a wooden actor.
You're as bad as the kids. You can't say that because he wasn't wooden at all. He wasn't wooden at all.
Well, there's David Farrer in the British scene, which you remarked.
You want to see him, his whole body's going when he's singing. His whole body is going.
Is it?
Yeah. And in Naughty Marietta, you can't fault him really in Naughty Marietta.
Oh.
For his first film.
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't an actor. He says himself he wasn't an actor. And so
I'm just expressing it, but
there's a lot said
the same. I'm just staring it, actually.
And we all, you know, we all can't see how they can say that at all. Because we've watched and watched.
Well, I mean, there's something in certain people on the screen. Yeah. It comes over to you only to you particularly. Yeah. I mean, David Farrer, in British, he was in the Black Narcissus. Yes. Well, he was what you might call a solid...
Yes, but I mean, look at Gary Cooper. They praised Gary Cooper, and to me, he was wooden, if anybody was.
Oh,
well, I mean, all you got was Yip. Yip. You know, I mean,
I thought he was quite good in his comedy roles.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was. And I liked him in Bald Jest.
Oh, well, I didn't see
Very good in that. He's very good in that.
Well, what about...
And Ronald Coleman, of course, we should have Monica here.
We should have Monica,
she thought.
Oh, yeah. Lost her own
Coleman.
Oh.
He was, though. I've just read Ginger Rogers' life story. And she mentioned she was in one with Ronald Coleman, and she said he was wonderful, you know. And he's in that film. I saw it not long ago, actually, on television, called Lucky Partners, and he plays that with a sort of a smile, as you might say, you know, a little bit different to what he usually plays.
And what about the 39 Steps?
Robert Duvall, and Ghost West.
Women in 39 Steps. Was it Madeleine Carroll?
Yes, she was beautiful, wasn't she?
You know,
British English. Oh, blonde and lovely complexion.
Yes. Of course, Deborah Carr, of course, went into that, didn't she, later? Monica, who I just mentioned, was taught, wasn't she, by, what was it?
A relative, an aunt.
Mm. Yeah. In Bristol, she came from.
Mm. So Ronald Coleman was one of her favourites.
Oh, yes. She wrote one, didn't she?
Yes.
Is it in there?
Sinara?
Yes.
Sinara.
I was watching one of his films on video quite recently, the one... Whereas this is going to be my day for not remembering titles of films, I think. But the one where he's with the woman in it's called Cigarette. It's that French.
That was the only thing I'd remember where she dies in his arms.
Yes,
you know,
right.
I couldn't remember any of it.
But it was so sad. I wish he'd gone for her.
They were lovely films. So yeah. They really made
yes,
some super
films.
Yes,
still looks quite good on the stage. I saw him.
Yes,
within this last 10 years, it was. We should have been Rex Harrison, aren't we all? I know. I went and paid about 30 shillings. Up in the Guards. That was when
What up in the Guards?
It was a special preview price, and I'd gone up to a WEA meeting, and I thought, well, I'll, you know, see what I can get in the theatre.
30 shillings.
Oh, well, £1.50.
Well, 30 shillings was my
wage
three times over.
Well,
when I left school,
when I went to the opera, that was 1952. £2.50, and all my relatives thought I was flaming mad.
You were?
Yes, but I sat there.
You paid, see, you all. Well, you only get what you pay for, don't you?
That's true. Well, I've only got tea to go with Renetta to bowl day.
Oh, well, oh.
Anyway, get back to the 30s.
Yeah, well, we're on Claudette Colbert there, for, you know, as you were saying, you saw her. Was she someone that was quite popular?
Oh yes, she's very popular. It happened one night with Clark. She could do both, couldn't she? Serious and comedy. You know, she was very good in both.
Yes, she was one I could sort of leave alone.
Yeah, but
I liked Carol Lombard.
Yeah.
You know, the one that married in the end, Clark Gable. And I used to like Bill Powell. Now, I used to think he was attractive.
William Powell.
No, he was all right, but I didn't go for fellas.
One of the funniest things that I saw, and it's been reissued as under a different name, Libel Lady, and it was William Powell, Mary Loy, Spencer Tracy, and Jean Harlow, and it was really, absolutely fun. Really.
Did you see The Rains Came?
Yes.
Last week.
Oh, no, I didn't see it last week. Oh,
last week it was on television.
Tyrone Power.
It was another good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
he
used to act with his eyes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Alice Faye said he was a very nice man. Said he really was nice. You know, they were quite good friends. I think, wasn't it in Chicago? She was in...
That's right, yes.
Oh, Chicago.
Yes.
With Donna Meesh. I wanted Donna Meesh. Because Tyrone Power played a sort of... But he played a nice part. He always played a nice part, didn't he?
Yes.
And I think he was a nice man, too.
They're probably all very nice men. We didn't
know either. No, some weren't. Some weren't.
What about Cary Grant?
Oh,
yeah.
That's the one I've been trying
to do. That's what you've been trying to do. Bless picture. She's got to be a librarian.
I've got him here with in The Awful Truth and Katharine Hepburn bringing up baby.
Yes.
Oh.
I saw both of those.
Is Jessie Matthews in Evergreen?
Oh, yes. I was Jessie Matthews doing her big long kicks.
Except she can't do
She had a wonderful, oh no, she
yeah.
had
wonderful,
wonderful day. She had
you
off. That goes on. One of my uncles, every time I met Ma, later on, you know, come on, Liz, give us one of your high kicks, because she was 5'8" and thin in those days, you see, but she put a lot of weight on.
There you are.
But no, there she'd be kicking her leg up. You know. Can business.
Yeah, then we get to Eleanor Powell, don't we?
Yes.
The tap dancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
There again, I don't. Apart from her dancing,
she was no, she'd not much personality, but her dancing was absolutely.
I remember you saying, "Oh, look at."
It was awful.
And
Grinnell
was a very good dancer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she is. Yeah.
She came on. Did you see Debbie Reynolds live?
Yes.
She came on. This Is Your Life for Debbie Reynolds. Huh. You know.
Yeah.
And of course Howard Keel.
Oh, and Howard Keel, yeah.
But he's lazy, you see.
He's lazy.
Coming into the
comedies
again. Go back.
I mean, you mentioned earlier on. We just mentioned Clark Gable, and I think someone mentioned Leslie Howard. I mean, really.
Yes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Did. Yes, I liked him.
The Scarlet Pimpernel.
The Scarlet
Pimpernel. Well, of course, I've read all the books.
They seek him here. They seek him there.
Barry K. Barnes went over from him, but he wasn't half as good.
Huh?
Barry K. Barnes.
Oh, no.
No.
No one seems to do it. Just when you see that first
the
one,
model,
they never seem to do it the same.
Has anybody mentioned W.H. Mooring apart from me?
No.
Well, I used to think he was a marvellous writer in the film girl. In the film Weekly, not. Yeah. He was an English journalist who lived in America and acted as, well, you know, like Alistair, what they call it, was now. Canadian. Criticism was very good.
Yeah. So, was he someone that you
particularly enjoyed reading? Yeah, yes.
Look here, it's on there.
Oh.
Well, I thought she's pretty produce something.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you about.
Oh, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy on the cover of the picture
board. Yeah.
That's a picture go.
Right.
Yeah. I've still got that. Picture go.
Really?
Mm. You could send up for
the photos,
which I did, but I think I mostly passed them on.
Yeah, the trouble was they were dear, they were a shilling then, and the shilling was your spending money.
Yeah.
So,
5p.
Did they get passed around a bit? Cause
No.
You ordered them. I think I've got about half a dozen.
Really?
Mm, I wish I'd kept them.
You might exchange them, but pass them around. You want to exchange them.
No, I kept them. And you could buy stills from the pictures.
That's right.
Yeah,
but I said they were a shilling each, so
yes,
they were.
I did have them.
Well, these are the ones we are getting now.
The Barracks of Wimpole Street, but not got
well, in front of the cinemas, they used to have like a glass case with all the pictures of the stars that were in the film, and you could buy those.
Right, I see. I mean, this one is interesting, as you say, because not only has it got Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy on the front, it's got this 16-page supplement and test pilot.
That's where I got that, actually.
The film waitlet was threatened.
Right.
Mm. And then it went up to forms.
Did you read any of the other film magazines?
The Picture Show.
Oh, yes, there was the Picture Show. No, it wasn't.
Picture Show.
I like the Picture Gore.
I like the Picture Gore.
And then there was the Film Pictorial.
Film Pictorial, that's right.
I didn't read that very much.
Was the Film Fan? Film Fan?
Film Fan?
No, Film Fan.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. Then you should be able to go in the market hall and get the ones from the America.
I was going to say I brought that last week. I used to go to the market.
Yes.
And they were piled up.
Yeah.
And you used to
get photo player.
Go through them looking for your photographs. But there again were a shilling.
Yeah, they were.
So you couldn't afford to buy an awful lot. I think I've got about half a dozen of those. Because there was another one called Pictorial. It was Movie Magazine.
Movie Magazine, yeah.
Pictorial, Screenland.
Yeah.
So those came from America, but you sort of, they were
old
ones, they presumably thrown out.
It sounds like film and following film was a big...
Oh, it was!
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was!
I mean, you went out with the bar, you went to the film, you went to see a film, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was a cheap way of going.
I know you have interviewed John.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yes. Now, he's given me a total different idea, because he said that he's passed my Dinky Dots article
to you.
Yeah. Well, I said, there's lots of things that you could have said, but I thought your brief was films.
Yeah.
He said, do you think so-and-so? Well, you don't need to tell her. I've told her that. So he was on 3/4 of an hour.
Telling you what not to say. That's a good one, that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very good.
Well, I got it really for the party.
I took a photo of that. My own picture.
Yeah.
But it didn't come up.
Don't feel you can't see anything, because it's nice to get other people's.
When you said she'd passed it on to John and Mary, I said, did they go to the pictures? You see, because, I
don't think they were quite as keen fans from what I.
Well, I doubted it, really. Yes, I would never have thought. And Arthur Arrow, you see.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't have thought he was a real fan.
It's nice, because it's nice to get what we've been trying to do on the project is to talk to people who, real fans like yourselves, and also to talk to people who are not quite so keen on the pictures, just to get a sort of general picture, no pun intended.
But have you got many people that have referred to Richard Elliot?
No, not at all, actually.
Apart from me.
Apart from you.
Actually, I just wondered.
Yeah.
Because he came to the university. And we had used to always have a get-together at the university, vice president's reception, every year for years and years and years. And there was a lecture at night. And he gave that one. He was one of the most successful in that game. I get the vote of thanks to the last one, but that was Lord Jenkins.
Right.
We finished him off, there's not been another one since. 1980.
Yeah.
Anyway, get back to
this. Yeah, well, I mean, you've reminded me of something else I wanted to ask about, because we mentioned Robert Donat, and
yes.
I mean, he's from Manchester,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Because
yes.
quite a lot of the big stars came
oh,
from...
Oh, Gracie Fields yes. from Rochdale.
Yeah.
Rochdale.
Yeah. Was she very popular?
Yeah. Oh, yes, very popular. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
There is a museum. They've just opened a museum now with all the
memorabilia
in Rochdale. We want
yes.
to go, don't
yeah. yeah. Yes, that's right.
Oh, I couldn't remember. I'd only seen it on the television, you see, and I wasn't sure.
Right, yeah, because you were saying you thought it might have been a
exhibition.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Gosh, that would be great.
Yeah.
And that's open now?
That's open
yes,
now.
That's open.
If you are looking in the press in Bolton, you might find some photographs around about 1935 of her doing Sing As You Go in making it in Bolton.
In Bolton.
Yeah,
and in Blackpool, and I was in it.
She was in it.
Oh,
yes, she was.
Yes,
she was. Yeah, she was still a little girl.
Missing when we were at the senior school. They didn't come back to school. It was a dark mill that they were making it in. She comes along
comes
the street.
Sing As We Go.
Sing As We Go. Singing
Let the World Go By.
I think everybody went to see Sing As We
Go. Well, they saw all her films, I think. She was so popular. Yeah, and then she came to Blackpool and they filmed on the Pleasure Beach.
And she was on it at the time.
And my mother said, if you hurry up and get your lunch, I'll take you to see Gracie Fields. And of course they were filming. And Basil Dean, the director, was calling through the megaphone, you know, don't look at the camera and don't look at Miss Fields.
But she shoved past.
Yeah. But you got a crunchy munchy, didn't you?
Oh, yes, and then we had to go. She had this... they had this little kiosk on the promenade, and he got two or three of the children, because there were 12, I think, then, to go and buy this crunchy munchy, the toppish she was selling. And then at the end of the week, they filmed her in the Winter Gardens, and it was absolutely packed. You couldn't have put a pin, you know, it was so packed. And she held the men throne. Literally could have heard a pin drop when she sang. And she used to change from, she'd sing a funny song and put a scarf on, you know, in real Lancashire. And then she'd whip the scarf off and then she'd sing Ave Maria. Oh, she was a wonderful entertainer. She really was.
That's amazing having, you know, have that personal.
And my mother was trying to take a photograph, because there's different ones taking photographs with the children. And she said, go and stand by, you know, and she asked, could she take it? She brought the camera. I never got the film.
Oh, do you?
Got her autograph, but she was in such a, you know, excited. I think that's where I got my film fan from, because she'd go to all the shows in Manchester, wait at the stage door and get their autograph.
Right.
Because there was quite a lot of well-known stars used to come.
Have you done any work on John Buckley? John Buckley was a lead or manager, and he went into production, and he did Frank Randall, which I know you'll turn your nose at that.
Frank Randall.
Who was it? Very. Risque.
Yeah,
he was blue.
And George Formby.
Oh yes, that's
and I think they also did something with Will Hay, if I remember rightly. But there was a Manchester filming, you know, commercial. I don't mean the archives.
Yeah,
I've seen there's some of the archives that are good. Have you seen the films from the 19th? The horses. The horse for Bolton.
No, I haven't.
Oh, in 1924. They've got it here.
Right.
Because they've shown it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I must try and have a look at that then.
Yeah.
That's just, it's amazing all these, because
His history.
Yeah. Because I was interested, you know, when you'd been telling me on the phone about all the kids
sort of skipping off school to get in that, yes, that the same film.
Yes, it was the same film, But you see, I didn't. I wasn't that girl. I was a good little girl.
Oh, she was a good little girl.
That goes back to my mother and father's day.
I mean, there are so many great stars of the time. I mean, it's hard to know where to start or stop, isn't it? I mean, the other thing I was wanting to ask was, did you like the sort of gangster films, the James Cagney?
Some of them were very good.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, well, my brother didn't look unlike George Raft in some respects. Well, it was when he wore his trilby, you see. Can you imagine a trilby at 17?
Yes.
I mean, the lads used to wear trilbies.
Oh, did they? Yes, I always a hat. You weren't dressed if you didn't have a hat on.
You know, and hair smile.
Oh, I can remember my dad getting ready to go out, brushing his hat, his bowler, you know, that used to be brushed, shoes polished. We've gone off James Cagney again.
Oh, yes.
Yes, James Cagney.
James Cagney.
Well, I think I have appreciated Cagney better since I've seen his things on TV.
Yeah, because he was a good actor, and I mean, he was a good dancer as well.
Yes.
Marvellous dancer.
And so was George Raft.
Yes. He was more ballroom, wasn't he? He was more ballroom then. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you think of a film like Yankee Doodle Dandy,
it was a belter, was that? It was a cracker.
But that again wasn't the 30s, was it?
No, but I mean, he was from the 30s. Mm.
Ollie, Doris mentioned to me that we haven't really mentioned many of the British stars.
Yes. So, well, we mentioned Jessie Matthews.
I've got Jessie Matthews in Evergreen,
who was around.
Well, she opened the audience, not the audience, the leader with Evergreen. Mm. And another one was
Sonny Hale and
Frank. Yes, I've got that. Yeah, Lawton.
And Evelyn Leigh.
Evelyn Leigh, yes.
She was really the musical comedy star, wasn't she? Then she went into
Diana Wynyard.
Anna Needle.
Never speaks.
Diana Wynyard was in the first Gaslight.
Yes, and she was in also Cavalcade.
Yes, she was in Cavalcade. Yeah,
which was an early.
He was in the first Gaslight because Ingrid Bergman was in the second one.
Yeah. Well, Gaslight. Who was with Diana Wynyard in Gaslight?
Was it Anton Walbrook? Anton Walbrook, yeah. That's right,
Well, that was later than the late 30s, wouldn't it? Yeah. Because he came when he with Anna Neagle in the 60 Glorious Years.
He was Albert, wasn't he?
The two queens. Yes, he
played Albert.
Well, Anna Neagle married
Herbert Wilcox.
And then he produced a lot of film with Michael Wilding. Because of her dancing. And then did she go to Hollywood?
She went to Hollywood,
didn't she?
And then came back.
Was John Lord a British?
Yeah.
Yes.
British. Yeah.
Yes, he was in Grace's.
Grace's the singer. Yeah.
She never got the man, did she? She never got a man, Grace. Poor Grace.
Did you have any, I mean at the time, did you have any preference for the British films or the American films? Or?
Well, I think we had more variety.
Yes, the
we
British.
We had more choice of American.
Of American, there was a lot more of them.
And then they brought something in, I don't know when that was, the quota system, that they had to show so many British. Mm-hmm. But then again, that's from memory, I'd have to check.
You see, the British never seemed to get the musicals. They got
We mentioned Lillian Harvey, didn't we? Mm. We had Congress Dances, but those were German made.
I mean, one of the early British ones was, because I saw him the other night, played Champagne Charlie. And that was the story of, what's his name?
Rossini,
I can't think of his name. And he did a lot of shows, put a lot of shows on. And they did the film, which was Champagne Charlie. and then they put one or two with Anne Ziegler and Webster Booth. They were a pair that sort of tried to, or at least became known as the English sort of Nelson and MacDonald. They sang together, they were husband and wife, and they sang a lot together. I don't think they came over very well on film, did they?
No,
they
didn't seem to.
They didn't seem to get the...
I think they were a little bit stilted, really.
They're probably better on the stage than they were on film.
Yeah, they were known on the stage. And then, of course, we have our dear friend, Ivan Abello.
Oh, and then Ivan Abello, of course. But then we're coming again, aren't we, up to... Because he wrote... Because he wrote Keep the Home Fires Burning.
Well, that's
90s. Yeah.
You reminded me there as well, I'm not quite sure why, but of Shirley Temple, I think it was.
That's right.
Got some photos there as well. Would you like these sort of
chairs? Oh, yes. She was wonderful.
She was with George Brent.
She really was.
Quite a few times, wasn't she?
I find her rather sick, Nathan.
She's up again.
She
was
sick, Megan.
She was wonderful.
I mean,
well, I think we're all different.
Oh, she was lovely.
Oh, yeah, but for a child to be able to
remember
lines,
she could remember.
Known for my
caustic.
Dogmatic food.
But she was the world's sweetheart. They used to call her the world's sweetheart anyway.
That was Mary Pickford. Mary Pickford, though.
Yeah, no, but so was Shirley.
Oh, yeah.
Alice Faye was in it, in two or three with her. Yeah. And she said, after playing with the show, she wanted a little girl of her own like that. And she ended up with two little girls. Did get her two little girls. And I used to say the same, oh, I'd love that. I'd love a little girl like that.
Well, what about Mickey Rooney? Now, he was very popular.
Oh, yes.
Mickey Rooney.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, he's more or less my contemporary.
Not yours. She's the youngest.
And the baby.
She's the youngest.
The baby.
That was rather
Yes, he made all those Andy Hardy films. Mm.
And Boys Town with Spencer Tracy. That was very good.
Yes.
Was there not, there was a British equivalent of Shirley Temple, wasn't there?
Binky Stewart.
Yes.
Binky Stewart.
She never really.
She didn't quite make it though. No.
She was very.
She was in one or two, but she didn't get right.
She hadn't that.
She just hadn't that push.
You see, you get the British understatement. They don't bring. I mean, if you see the British films of the war. They're terribly restrained on.
Oh, they are.
And the poor half of them with a plum in their mouth.
You'd be awfully jolly.
If you go back to it, all the officers, this last war was the only chance that the secondary school boys got commissions.
Well, I mean, there was In Which We Serve, wasn't there? That was a good film.
Yes, that's
With John Millens.
Yes, The Way to the Stars.
Yes.
Cameron.
One of our aircraft is missing.
Next of kin. That was more. That was more of a.
Then they had the women in the factory, didn't they? With the turbans on and that. What was that called?
Something like Women at Work.
Because I'll tell you who was in that. Oh, Patricia Rock.
Patricia Rock.
Yes, she was.
Yes.
Mm. Now she was another.
Oh, they played the Warsaw Concerto the other night.
Dangerous Moonlight. I remember going and seeing that with him. My brother had come home on leave and he brought a friend with him, Norman.
Yeah.
Little Tash and dark hair, very sophisticated, you know.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, we went to see that.
Now
then the siren
went. That made you feel involved, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you were sort of...
Because they kept the radio going all the time. They're saying, you know, we're finished sort of thing. You could hear them. They were fighting the Germans with pitchforks and, you know, they hadn't the...
Equipment.
The equipment. Yeah. The Germans came in with tanks and they were trying to fight with... It was very moving.
Yeah.
It was very moving film, really, that. And then you'd hear them say, we're going now, you know, and then they just cut off the end. What are you looking at me?
I was just vain thought about the last weekend. I sat in front of the television set, tears streaming there, so at least I'm emotional in some respects.
What was that for?
The
celebration. Brought back a lot of memories.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, the day after V-Day was the day I met my husband for the first time.
The day after V-E Day was my brother's birthday.
9th of May.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Oh! I think you've seen that one. That's the V-E Day. Celebration.
Oh, did you manage to get the picture? We never managed to get the picture. I must.
That's amazing.
Must go and see that.
That's the fire station at Farnwell.
So who are some of the people at the head of the table here?
Those are part-timers.
Right.
Vivacious part-timers.
That's the officer.
Yeah.
Officer in charge. Right. Those two ladies in part-timers, and then. The rest of us are on duty, so we've got our uniform.
Is this you?
Yeah.
The day war broke out.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's in such good condition as well.
She always keeps things in very good condition, Cal. That's why I said to Eric, be very careful with that book. Whatever you do.
So wait, was he pleased to see it?
Oh yeah.
Oh God.
But we did find one mistake.
Was it in the book?
Haslam's was not in Randolph Street, it was in Roma Street.
I knew that, and I thought, well, was it in Randolph Street?
Is that it was up Darb Hill.
Darb Hill, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I thought that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know, I thought, well, there could possibly be a Randolph Street.
No, it was Roma Street. Roma
Street. I knew
Street.
It used to be Roma Street. Yeah. They used to be customers.
It was at the bottom. Yeah. But it was very good. Took me back to the Saturday pictures because I've shown it, haven't I? Just reminded me of the Saturday afternoon pictures.
Is that quarter to one?
Yes.
It is.
I suppose we're having the ring around a minute while I'm
I mean, that. Well, I mean, that, the only real other thing that I was wanting to ask just now was if you went to the pictures much now or.
Oh, I don't go at all.
Yeah.
Well, there's not very many pictures about, is there?
Certainly not too
many. I mean, the Odeon is now a bingo hall, you know, which I've written in that piece that I've given you, you know.
I have no idea how much the price is. Not at all. I think the last time I went to...
It's about £3 now.
Well, it was about 30 shillings.
Yeah, it's about £3 now.
So when I went last time. I can't even remember the film I went to see, but it's a long, long time ago.
Oh, I think the last one I saw was Albert Finney in what was that film called? I saw Alfie and that other one. Saturday Night and Sunday Morning.
I've seen things since
I think
then.
That was the last one I saw.
I was going to say I saw Albert Finney in Luther.
There's a drink out there if anyone wants.
Pardon?
Drinks machine.
Oh, is it?
I don't know whether it's working.
No. We'll go to the Octagon afterwards. Okay. Have a coffee.
We're just kind of finishing off. I think. I was asking if you went to the pictures much just now.
I don't think I've been to the pictures.
Yeah.
15 years, I should imagine. Maybe even longer than that. I think the last one I actually went to go to see was Love Story, and it was just after my son got married. His wife wanted to see
it.
So we went to Manchester and there was a queue, so we stood a little while and then we got fed up, so we said right, we won't bother. And then I saw it eventually on the TV and I thought, what did I bother?
Oh, I think I saw it on the TV.
It was terrible.
Yeah, well, I can't honestly remember what I saw.
I think the last one actually I saw was Song of Norway, and that was at Manchester. We went to see Sound of Music there, South Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I think Song of Norway was the last.
Oh, yes, but
I think I saw Sound of Music six times at Manchester.
Kept going with different people.
They don't make the type that were then. I mean, the type of films you get now are all...
They
all seem to be violent and, you know...
In and out of bed and...
People running off with everybody else, you know.
Yeah.
And you lose the thread. There's no mystery with it, you know.
No, there isn't.
No proper story.
There's no theme to it at all, you know, that you can sort of follow. I mean, I suppose they think because we are older, we're, you know, not with it sort of thing. You know what I mean?
I think so. I don't agree with it, but I know what you mean.
Yeah,
yes.
They think, oh, you know,
well,
they're living with the memories.
Why
don't
pay £3, as you say it is?
It's about £3.
About £3.
Yes.
Well, there again. It's far too much. I mean, say there was a family picture on, and my son has three children. Well, what's that going to cost?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a cheap way.
Ridiculous.
We used to go because it was cheap. You could go in sixpence. Well, it was sixpence, and then if you wanted the best seats, it was £9.
Yeah.
And now and again, we'd go mad and go in.
It was threatened in my time.
Well, that was
in the front.
Yes, but that was the where is it one?
On
Saturday.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't think they were that cheap.
Yes, threatened
the
sixpence, ninepence, and a shilling in the middle.
The cheap.
And if you were in the birthday club, you used to be able to get a. They'd send you your free card, and you could sit anywhere at all. So we used to sit with the, plush bags, plush bottoms, plush arms, right in the middle. You know, we used to nod to people that were in the cheap seats that we knew. You know.
So is that something that you joined up and gave them your birthday?
The birthday club, yeah.
Oh, that's new to me. It was your birthday.
They used to send, this card used to arrive, you know, and it said this will allow you to come and sit anywhere in the cinema, you know. Which were very nice, you know. You could be a bit snobbish. Best seats.
What now?
Well, I think that's...
I think we've more or less come
to a halt for just now. But I mean, I know what's going to happen is I'm going to go away and listen to this tape and think, I wish I'd asked that.
I wish I'd asked more about that.
Write it down. You can always contact us.
Yeah. I mean, would it be all right? Because as I was saying, I'm going to be going back to Glasgow next week, and I'll be back in Glasgow for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But then I'm coming down to Manchester again.
Yeah.
And I mean, would it be all right if we maybe met again to talk about this?
Yes, of course.
That would be great.
But you'll have to write your notes down, you see, and then I won't waste any time.
That's right.
Yeah. That would be great. And maybe I'll get a chance to have a look at me type.
Oh yes. Oh, you've definitely got to go and see that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Lovely.
And you get tea and biscuits in the interval, you know.
Oh well. Someone comes round with the sweeties.
Well, I did start doing that because after I did a talk, you see, on that. Well, I had it in Evergreen first.
Right.
The story of Nelson and Jeanette's life. And then I did a... Well, Cap got me going, didn't you?
Yeah.
For the WEA. Do this talk, and there were some that missed, you know, that missed it. They weren't able to come, so they contacted me, and I had them then doing the talk, and then I started showing the film, and now I've got all the films.
Great.
From North Marietta. Oh, there he is with his violin.
There you are.
Yeah.
I thought he could play, and you said he can't.
Well, I don't think he can actually. He can play the guitar.
Well, he looks very well, wouldn't he?
Well, he's got his stance on.
Yes.
I've got one on his own, but it's not as nice as that. Oh, there he is with his horse. Oh, is that the one you were to let me have?
You've already got one with him on the horse.
Not that one. That's with his dog as well.
Oh, yeah. I got that afterwards. That was in that pile. How did you miss it?
I don't know.
That
well, that's
was
in, a great one, isn't it?
That was in the pile, that.
Oh, is this Lake Tahoe?
It is, yes. You didn't see that as well, did
that's
you?
That's where Rosemary was filmed. Oh, that's the one I've got.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the one I've got. It looks sad.
It does.
That was in Bittersweet, and that was Bittersweet.
As I say, I mean, I'm amazed when he showed me the sculpture, these self-portraits. Yeah.
Wonderful. He did his wife. Oh, and you've got that one. He's singing on the stairs in that.
La 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 la.
This is a good one, I like that.
Not romantic like we are.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's lovely. Oh, there, yes, I've got that.
With his dog.
That's his wife. Oh, and I've got a smaller one of that, very tiny.
See, aren't we alike, really, aren't
we? Oh, and in the red shadows.
His wife's not unlike Jeanette MacDonald, is she, in some ways? She's not as attractive as Jeanette MacDonald, but...
No, not really, no.
She was nice. Yeah. She was nice.
She was so nice that a friend of mine cut her off the picture with him. Not mentioning anything.
I was jealous. When he got married, I cut her off. That was in the picture, Gore, and I cut her off. I've just got that.
Oh, I said that was peevish. I was very peevish, though.
Oh dear. So was that a bit of a disappointment then when...
We were all mad because he got married. You see, he didn't get married till he was 38.
See.
And we all thought with a chance.
We all thought we were in with a chance, you see.
We were in with a chance.
It didn't come off.
Oh, he was a lovely man. He was a nice person as well as a handsome one.
Everybody speaks well of him.
No one ever says anything.
And there was never any scandal. Never was there.
Very unusual, actually, for...
Yeah.
Everyone speaks so well.
Yeah.
I'll do you something and I'll let you have it. I'll do you a magazine with something. What's it? And I'll let you have it.
That would be wonderful. That would be great.
That's lovely. But let me...
No, you can have a copy. I gave you the one with the horse.
Oh.
You can have a copy.
Well, I've not got one with the horse.
You have.
When?
When we went to Blackpool. Oh, yes, you have.
Oh.
Yes.
That one.
And I got that afterwards. I thought, well, I've given her the one with him on the horse.
Do you remember that one where the horse... Oh, it's a lovely one, that. The horse is pushing him, isn't it?
Yeah,
pushing
in the
his
back.
Bottom, and he's like this leaning and he's laughing, isn't he? Yeah. It's a lovely photo. And... Then I think there's another one where he's bent. There he's sat on the horse and he's bent stroking the dog, but it's not very clear.
No, it's not clear that
that's
one.
That's lovely.
What film was that from?
It wasn't from a film.
Oh, right.
That's just him.
Yeah,
and he wrote a story, and that again is hilarious, isn't it?
What about
I bought a horse.
I bought a horse. Oh.
I'll never laugh so much. He wrote it for the Equestrian, which was a magazine. About horses, you can imagine. He says, "No one asked me to write this story. I just felt that right." And that's the starting.
Yeah,
bit.
I've
got a bug, and I've then it's not bug. That kind of a bug, but it's a bug, you know. It's a bug because he wanted to ride a horse. Yeah. He wanted to learn
it's
to ride.
It's like a still from a movie, you know, with the. But this is his own dog as well.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And it's the story of how he came to buy this horse. Well, when
what happened at the end? Did somebody buy it back or something?
Oh no, that was one that he did buy. He bought a Palomino.
That's
because,
right.
Was it Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood.
Said, get a Palomino. He mentions all the different stars. They were telling him to get this and get that and get the other. So he gets his Palomino and it starts doing stupid tricks. And it wouldn't cross water, even though it was only a...
A little strip of water.
It wouldn't
go across
it wouldn't
water.
Go, I'll have one of that. And he couldn't get it to go. You see, he was getting a bit mad over this. And then all of a sudden he said, he found out that it was pregnant.
Well, I must go. They've come for me.
Oh, they came for you.
Well, didn't he get two for the price of one?
No, he sold it. Oh, well, he said yes.
I couldn't
That was it. He got two because it was in falling, so he got two for the price of one.
The cast going for a
dial
around.
Yeah, down the road. Sure,
if you hear a little click on your tape, it's that.
Yes, right. I was going to say to you.
And then you banged the door.
Did I?
Oh,
did I?
I thought she'll get the door on as well.
Well, doesn't matter.
Well, thanks a lot.
Right.
Come across to me, Sam. We'll have a
drink. That would be nice, yes.
Go on, have a coffee then.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, sorry, dear.